With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is urging Iran to make a nuclear deal now that has been struck by Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president wrote on social media that Iran should make a deal before there is nothing left, saying just do it before it's too late. He said he gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum to make a deal 2 months ago. Despite fears of a wider regional conflict, the president is still hoping to reach a nuclear deal with Iran. He said they have, perhaps, a second chance. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Iran's ambassador to the UN says Israel's ongoing attacks on Iranian nuclear sites, top generals and scientists killed 78 people and wounded more than 320. A federal judge has blocked the president's attempt to overhaul elections.
President Trump's order looked to require documentary proof of citizenship for everyone registering to vote for federal elections. It also said that mailed ballots could only be accepted if they were received by Election Day. The Massachusetts judge says the Constitution doesn't grant the president any specific powers over elections. Democratic state attorneys general called the Republican president's executive order an overreach and unconstitutional. The White House defended Trump's order as standing up for free, fair, and honest elections. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
About 200 Marines have moved into Los Angeles to protect federal property and personnel. Some troops were seen outside a federal building by midday earlier today. Major General Scott Sherman said the Marines have finished training on civil disturbance and began operations at noon local time in Los Angeles. Indian investigators have recovered the digital flight data recorder, or the black box, of the Air India flight that crashed a day earlier, killing 241 on board and 5 on the ground. This is SRN News. A ranking of the states based on biblical worldview.
It comes from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and it finds that the state with the highest percentage of people who have a truly Bible-based perspective is Alabama. Next on that list is Mississippi, followed by South Carolina, Arkansas, and Montana. At the bottom of the list are Rhode Island, Maine, Nebraska, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. However, even in Alabama, the percentage of people with a biblical worldview is only 12.6%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist representatives have wrapped up their annual meeting in Dallas by giving a vote of confidence to the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. It has faced criticism for what some call a liberal drift. They also defeated a proposal constitutional ban on churches with women in any pastoral role. That vote failed to reach the two-thirds majority needed for a constitutional change. This is SRN News. The Air India plane's black box has been recovered, as we mentioned. Correspondent Charles Della Desma has more.
Officials say the key item was recovered from a rooftop near the crash site. The black box recovery marks an important step forward in the probe, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said in a social media post. The flight data recorder has the information on engine and control settings, and that this should show quickly if there was a loss of engine power or lift after takeoff, and thus allow a preliminary determination of the likely cause for the crash. I'm Charles Delazesma.
Oil prices leaped and stocks slumped on worries that escalating violence following Israel's attack on Iran's nuclear military targets could damage the flow of crude around the world, along with the global economy. The S&P 500 sank 1.1% today, wiping out what had been a modest gain for the week. The Dow dropped 769 points. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.